Quantum by Manjeet Kumar, continued, Disc 2. Guided by his formula, Planck had been forced into slicing up energy, E, into HV-sized chunks, where V is the frequency of the oscillator and H is a constant. E equals HV would become one of the most famous equations in the whole of science. If, for example, the frequency was 20 and H was 2, then each quantum of energy would have a magnitude of 20 times 2 equals 40. If the total energy available at this frequency were 3600, then there would be 36 divided by 40 equals 90 quanta to be distributed among the 10 oscillators of that frequency. Planck learned from Boltzmann how to determine the most probable distribution of these quanta among the oscillators. He found that his oscillators could only have energies 0, HV, 2HV, 3HV, 4HV, all the way up to NHV, where N is a whole number. This corresponded to either absorbing or emitting a whole number of energy elements, or quanta, of size HV. It was like a bank cashier able to receive and dispense money only in denominations of £1, £2, £5, £10, £20, and £50. Since Planck's oscillators cannot have any other energy, the amplitude of their oscillations is constrained. The strange implications of this are manifest if scaled up to the everyday world of a spring with a weight attached. If the weight oscillates with an amplitude of 1 centimeter, then it has an energy of 1, ignoring the units of measuring energy. If the weight is pulled down to 2 centimeters and allowed to oscillate, its frequency remains the same as before. However, its energy, which is proportional to the square of the amplitude, is now 4. If the restriction on Planck's oscillators applied to the weight, then between 1 centimeter and 2 centimeters, it can oscillate only with amplitudes of 1.42 centimeters and 1.73 centimeters, because they have energies of 2 and 3. It cannot, for example, oscillate with an amplitude of 1.5 centimeters, because the associated energy would be 2.25. A quantum of energy is indivisible. An oscillator cannot receive a fraction of a quantum of energy. It must be all or nothing. This ran counter to the physics of the day. It placed no restrictions on the size of oscillation, and therefore on how much energy an oscillator can emit or absorb in a single transaction. It could have any amount. In his desperation, Planck had discovered something so remarkable and unexpected that he failed to grasp its significance. It is not possible for his oscillators to absorb or emit energy continuously like water from a tap. Instead, they can only gain and lose energy discontinuously in small, indivisible units of E equals HV, where V is the frequency with which the oscillator vibrates that exactly matches the frequency of the radiation it can absorb or emit.